This is Method Man and the Mighty Wu-Tang Clan. Chilling. Jalen and Jacoby, man. They gave these dudes a show.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, duh?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together, we are Jalen Jacoby from home. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
The people wanted Bill Belichick to dish about facing a season without Tom Brady. That's not what the people got. He said it's water under the bridge and he is moving on. But when asked about adjusting the style of his offense for the quarterback, maybe someone new under center, he said something interesting involving another former Patriot quarterback. He said, Matt Cassel would be a good example. We geared everything toward what would be best for him, just like we always geared everything toward what was best for Tom to help our offense there. So I don't really see that changing. Jalen, could this possibly mean that Bill Belichick is ready to make some adjustments to bring in a different type of quarterback, maybe a Cam Newton, maybe a Jameis Winston, to get under center for this Patriot team?
Here's what I'm going to say. I know you don't want to take anything too serious that Bill Belichick says in the media because it's usually short and or tongue-in-cheek or very vague. But one thing he ain't going to do to my fellow Michigan alum is put him in the same sentence as Matt Cassel. And that's what that paragraph just displayed to me. One of those guys played a really good season after Tom Brady led the squad to 16-0 the previous year. And the other guy went to 9 Super Bowls and won 6. Okay, so we're not going to be able to do that. However, let's look at the quarterbacks they have on their roster.
Exactly.
If you're going to make a run in the NFL, what people have done, been able to be successful when their quarterbacks were fairly cheap. Russell early in his career, Big Ben, Joe Flacco, Mahomes right now, Lamar Jackson right now. Once you start to give your quarterback top dollar in most cases, usually the last couple of years, those squads didn't make the playoffs. So when I look at that list, they got to show me because I ain't believing in none of them. And I'll be wrong.
No.
Like most people was no. About Tom Brady. But I don't think those guys are going
to
take it.
It's almost as if Bill Belichick's trying to tell the world, like, oh, you're still deciding whether the success is my success or his success. Well, watch what I do with these three. Watch what I do bringing these three into training camp and still going deep in the playoffs with the New England Patriots. I love it so much. And one thing else I love is just the tech problems that we're going to have at this draft. Because as you know, the draft has gone virtual. Everyone is in quarantine, staying in place. And they're going to have to join like a Zoom call. We've all been on these big Zoom calls that get crazy. Some people don't know how to use gallery view. Some people don't know how to mute themselves. Like I predict this to be the NFL draft of tech issues. The NFL draft where we need the IT department. And Bill Belichick himself said he's still learning how to use the functionality. Do you think the tech problems will be a plague in this year's draft, pun not intended?
Absolutely, because you got a bunch of gentlemen making decisions that are older than both of us. The one thing that I learned throughout this process that I'm a lightweight engineer, I'm a mover, I'm a packer, like a lot of stuff, storage. Like I've been getting a lot of stuff done. And I'm going to tell you, the same guy that said InstaFace, his organization is likely to be one that has tech issues. We've already seen a squad not draft in time when the draft was physically happening. Imagine how the tech issues and the internet issues are going to continue to plague this year's draft. It's going to be hilarious.
Well, one team that has locked in a franchise player, the Carolina Panthers, they gave Christian McCaffrey a 4-year extension worth about $16 million a year, $64 million total. He had over 1,000 yards rushing last year, over 1,000 yards receiving last year. What do you think about this move from the Panthers?
I think I want to say something that's flying so far under the radar. How about the Carolina Panthers star player, Christian McCaffrey, and their star quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, make less money than the head coach? People ain't even talking about that. They got 60 and 64. The coach got 70 plus.
Good point.
Are we talking about them being a contender in the NFC?
Not really. No, we're not.
I'm hearing, when we having these conversations, I'm hearing about the Saints. You know, Seattle has Russell. They're going to be in it. Tampa, and Tom Brady, they getting out the checkbook in Carolina. And Christian McCaffrey, I love his game. You know, we've been talking about him for years on this program. He shatters so many stereotypes, in particular, not only being a white running back, but one that can run between the tackles, play on all three downs, and an amazing receiver. Only Michael Thomas has caught more passes in his first 3 years in the NFL. So he giving you all pro running back and wide receiver threat. He's an awesome football player. I pay him top dollar as well.
He is absolutely well worth it. Proved himself last year. He was in the MVP conversation for the first half of the season. And I hope that he will be back next year. And I'm glad they did this. Congratulations, Carolina Panthers fans. We now have some very important news that matters. Jalen, Enes Kanter is one of my favorite basketball players. Is he the best defender in the NBA? No, he is not. But I just love him so much. I love his attitude. I love his game. He's got great hands, great finisher. And he's also obviously not from this country. So when he first got to this country, there's a learning curve. There's an adjustment period during which he one time thought that Cheez-Its were cereal. So poured them into a bowl, filled them up with milk, and ate them as cereal. Jalen Rose, what do you think? I know you love cheese-flavored chips. What do you think about Cheez-Its as cereal?
I just think that tastes nasty. You're not putting cheese with milk in that context. I just wouldn't like the way that tasted. It seems odd going together. Another thing you left off, terrific rebounder, in particularly on the offensive side.
Oh, yeah.
And for a guy who has a big personality and is as fun-loving as he is, mark my words, whatever you see Gronk doing in retirement, you're going to see Kanter doing it as well.
You know what? I'm thinking about it. And at first, I was like, that's not that bad. But if cheese was good as a cereal, there would be a cheese-flavored cereal already. Like, there is a reason that there's a cereal for every flavor under the sun except for cheese. Enes Kanter, congratulations. You're still one of my favorites. When we come back, Jalen.
Do you know Michael Jordan has a documentary coming out soon? We have more Michael Jordan intel for you in advance of The Last Dance right after this. Got to give the people, give the people what they
want. Welcome back to Jalen Jacoby, no longer live from the South Street Seaport, but still brought to you by delicious Heineken beer. Jalen, we are just less than a week away for The Last Dance. The documentary about Michael Jordan debuts on ESPN on the 19th, and we will be counting the days until then with Jalen and Jacoby's The Last Dance Countdown. Jalen, today's special edition of The Last Dance Countdown focuses on an opponent Michael Jordan never faced in the finals, and that is the Houston Rockets. And here is what Rudy Tomjanovich, coach of those Rockets, had to say about Michael Jordan and his respect he had for that Rockets team. He said the following, quote, Michael Jordan gave our team great respect. He didn't feel that they could contain Hakeem. They just didn't have the personnel to do it. And he said he thought we were the team that gave them the most trouble. Jalen, you don't get this too often from Michael Jordan. What do you think about this quote from Michael Jordan about a potential opponent in the Rockets?
Rudy T, fellow Wolverine, never underestimated the heart of a champion. Hall of Famer, representing Amazing Blue to the fullest. That is my guy, Jacoby. And let me tell you something. Michael Jordan was dead accurate. Because one of the things that they embodied was positionless basketball. They would put Winnington, Will Perdue, Bill Cartwright, Longley out there to finish and rebound and play D. But to close the game, unless Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, Shaquille O'Neal was really going, they would play a small lineup. And so based on those dynamics, Hakeem the Dream, you seen what he did in the finals against Shaq? What do you think he would have did against those guys? They would have been forced to keep them on the floor. And Hakeem could get out on the floor, Jacoby, and guard a Tony Kukoc. He has snatched every rebound back to back with Dennis Rodman. When he retired, remember, one of the best at blocks, one of the best at steals, played soccer growing up, could switch and pick and rolls. Like, Hakeem would have been a problem for those Bulls. That's why when Michael Jordan retired, Hakeem wouldn't snatch them two championships up quick. People thought they was up for grab. Hakeem wouldn't grab them so fast.
Yeah, he did. You know what? Hakeem was probably the person that told Michael Jordan he should play baseball. You know, they're probably out drinking one night. Hakeem was like, you know what? You're great at this basketball thing, but I feel like there's a real future for you in another sport. Be the first champion in two professional sports. You can do it, Mike. You've already done the basketball thing. And then when he left the bar, Hakeem was like, yeah, I got that, dude. Moving on, though, Jim. We all are sitting in our homes, just looking at our phones and looking at social media a lot. So sometimes it gets socially awkward. Jalen, Dame Lillard has expressed his admiration for former teammates. One teammate that keeps coming up, the gentleman by the name of LaMarcus Aldridge. Dame was asked about his former teammates and who his favorite was and who he wants to see come back, and LaMarcus Aldridge was the answer. Dame then deleted that. He said, I'll add LaMarcus. Interesting. And then LaMarcus put up the two eyeballs in response once the Trailblazers account got involved. What do you think about the tweet and delete? And what do you think about the eyeballs from LaMarcus, who is very much on the San Antonio Spurs, who are very much not really in the playoff hunt anymore?
I think Dame gets underrated in the NBA as a leader and the best player on a constant playoff team. And buying into the fact that, yes, I'm a Portland Trailblazers, but I'm going to do the Dirk. And I'm going to be here for the long term, and I'm going to try to deliver a championship. And I always appreciated that about him. They were the squad that ultimately got Melo back in the league when the other squads wouldn't even give him a chance for over a year. So one of the things that I've noticed about he and LaMarcus, first off, they were a great combination. Next, they've done these exchanges via social media a couple of times this season. I bet, and Doug Collins, my OG, taught me this word. If I gave LaMarcus Aldridge some sodium pentothal, that's truth serum, and you ask him, are you really having fun in San Antonio? Or would you rather be back in Portland? What do you think his answer would be?
He'd say, what did you give me? Is this test because of this? Is this on the banned list? That's exactly what he would say. And then he would say, you know what? My time in Portland was the best time of my career. A lot of that has to do with the lack of success that the Spurs have had since he got there. And Jalen, this disease, this pandemic has touched a lot of people's lives here in New York City, especially. And there's somebody in my family that's tested positive. People on my basketball team test positive. People we work with test positive. And one of the things that has touched also is the NBA family. And Karl Anthony Towns' mother has passed this disease. What words do you have for the friends and family of Karl Anthony Towns?
I'm devastated for Kat and his family. Got a chance to cover him in college. I've actually met his parents. Really supportive, really loving, really knowledgeable about the game. And his post about a month or so ago was really heart-wrenching. And now to understand that he lost his mom is just devastating. And I'm really sorry to hear that.
Absolutely. To all the friends and families, our prayers and condolences are with you and everyone who's been affected by this virus. We will be back with more right after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, the next big thing on the sports calendar is the NFL draft. And I'm so excited for it, just to watch the future of franchises change, future of those families change on that one night. And I'm just excited to see how this virtual thing goes, because I know it's going to be an absolute mess. There's going to be some technical problems, be some mistakes. Some people get drafted by mistakes. You have to go back and take stuff back. It's going to be an absolute mess, and I'm going to be here for it. But our colleagues have been covering the draft, really covering it. And Mel Kiper just released a new mock draft, and I really want you to take a look at it. Jalen, Burrow, Young, Oduka, Simons. Wait a second. Wait. Who did... Jeff Okuda is the new Detroit Lion. Jalen, and this is not just his predictions. This is his informed predictions based on what he's hearing around the league. What do you think about those projections
let's just first start with the number three pick, with Okuda from Ohio State going to your line.
I'm going to start with number two. Chase Young going to be a problem for offenses for over a decade.
That's not the question I asked. That's not the question I asked, Mr. Rose.
Get off the line is so crazy. Now let's talk about the number three pick.
Okay, there you go.
Jeff Okuda. Let me just say this into a microphone, Jacoby. You ready for this? I know that quarterback is the most important position, not only in football, possibly in sports. So therefore,
you're already selling yourself on this guy.
Matthew Stafford, I want him to be in the Hall of Fame. And in order for that to happen, we should go 11-5 this year with him, allow him to groom Tua, and then trade him to a contender. So now let me talk about the guy we're going to take. He's going to be an all-pro. Comps are like Jalen Ramsey. What is my favorite position in football, Jacoby?
Cornerback with basically anybody in the secondary. But Jalen, let me talk to you about this. Let me talk to you about something.
Correct.
Let me talk to you about something. You can't just let Slay go. You can't let Slay go and then draft his replacement. Why not keep Slay if you're going to draft a cornerback and then you've got the cornerback position locked up? Why do this? And why pass on Tua? And, you know, he's got Herbert going before Tua. Why not just draft a quarterback there? The future of the Lions is not in Matthew Stafford. The future of the Lions is in a new quarterback, great quarterback crop. You're going to be drafting number three this year. You're probably going to be drafting very high next year. Why not just take Tua? This is not just Mel Kiper's predictions. These are informed predictions. Jalen, this is a very disappointing day for me because I have to talk to you every day. If they don't take Tua, it's going to be very, very bad for Detroit.
Fam, I'm trying to tell you. Watch what's going to happen. Okuda, going to be a lockdown corner. Going to be an all-pro. I'm going to be watching him high step to the end zone and wearing his jersey. But you know what the rest of the world is now doing since we draft number three overall and it's coming up? We're looking deeper with a microscope into the history of teams. And the squad that I've been rooting for, now I could tell you paying attention. Yeah, last year we took a guy in the second round that had a fifth round grade. Yeah, we'll have a franchise changing quarterback sitting right there in front of us at the draft and not take him. Oh, that's right. We're going to take a DB and develop him into an all pro. But then what's going to happen when it's time to pay him? Oh, that's right. They're going to do him like Darius Slay, maybe. That's what it's like to be a Lions fan. And this is why you're dying.
Jalen, I'm very concerned about you in this quarantine and your mental health. Because you're in an abusive relationship with this team. You're in an abusive relationship with this team. They are emotionally abusive towards you. You've spent the last 3 months talking about how Tua, they need to get Tua. If they don't draft Tua, I'll be so upset. And now here, when you see Mel Kiper's mock that they're going to get Okuda, now you're talking about how great it's going to be that they're going to have him and how they're going to go 11-5 next year with Matt Stafford. Jalen Rose, they're not going 11-5 next year. They're not going 11-5 the year after that. They might not go 11-5 for the rest of your life. Just understand that that is the abusive relationship that you are in with the Lions. It is time to move on, Jalen, to the don't get fired topic of the day.
And now, the don't get fired topic of the day.
Jalen, Forbes.com. Forbes is a reputable website, all right? This is Forbes.com. They posted the following headline, and I quote, Americans are excessively eating, drinking, smoking pot, playing video games, and watching porn while quarantined. Now, Jalen, I've been concerned about your mental health during this entire quarantine process. Are you, like the average American, eating more, drinking more, playing video games, smoking pot, and watching porn?
I'm retired from video games. I'll say that. Here's what I want you to understand, though, my brother. We need to put that up as a multiple choice. We need J&J supporters to give us feedback in that order. Which are you doing more of? Let's make that a poll today because I'm curious to see are people doing more alcohol, more medicinal, more video games, eating more,
more
movies and Netflix.
More
like, what are you guys out there doing more? Because the only thing I do more, I'm retired from video games.
I will say this. Just like you, I also am not playing video games. A lot of family time, though. A lot of family time. I want to thank everybody for watching us. And remember, you can subscribe to our podcast. We have exclusive content on our podcast every single day. Make sure you follow Jalen Jacoby on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll be going live on Jalen's Instagram often during the quarantine, so make sure you tune into that. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done.
Stay inside. Stay safe. We'll be back tomorrow.